From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Executions in Saudi Arabia spawn protests. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Amawiya chanting, "Down with the Saud, death to the Saud," after the beheading of the prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimra. Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in more than three decades, putting to death 47 people convicted of terrorism, including the Shiite cleric. Nimr al-Nimra was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 Arab Spring. In Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shamar. He's a member of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says, "I think Saudi Arabia made a big mistake when it executed al-Nimra, as this will fuel the existing sectarian violence in the region. More and more. We have already received promises that Saudi Arabia would pardon Sheikh al-Nimr and his companions, but unfortunately it didn't honor its promises and poured oil on the fire. This will spark new unrest in the region." Media outlets say some of those executed Saturday had ties to al-Qaeda. All but two of those put to death were Saudis. One was Chadian and the other was from Egypt. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman asserts U.S. Muslims must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that they've killed a senior Al-Qaeda leader, Abu Anwar, along with at least two other militants. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be its most dangerous. This is VOA News. Gunmen believed to be Pakistan-based militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during the gun battle. The attack comes amid stepped-up security in India in recent days following an attack on a police official. This comes as potential thawing relations have developed between the nuclear-armed neighbors of India and Pakistan. Anjana Prasrisha is in New Delhi and has more on why the attack may have occurred.
The attack comes about a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a surprise visit to Pakistan in an effort to revive a flagging peace process. Analysts and officials say peace moves by the political leadership of the two countries in the past have often been followed by an escalation in terror strikes. Nalin Koholi, a spokesman for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, suggested India will persevere with peace efforts.
Every time there is a movement towards normalization of relationship with Pakistan, these things automatically happen because these are forces that don't want peace between India and Pakistan and also in the region. However, as far as India is concerned, we are constantly going to do our best.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
India accuses Pakistan of arming and training insurgents fighting for Kashmir's independence from India and its merger with Pakistan. Sierra Leone has been Ebola-free since November. The country is now trying to move forward into 2016. That's proving to be challenging for some. Nina DeVries has more from Freetown, Sierra Leone.
The new year has set in and Daddy Hassan Kamara is grateful to have his children with him. They mean the world to him. He is one of more than 4,000 Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone. He contracted Ebola from his mother in November of 2014, a time when the virus was surging across Sierra Leone.
When I was in the treatment center, I was totally mad over the whole thing. Because even when doctor called me to give me medicine, you know, I always ignore, you know, then there are times the doctors become feared.
Now Sierra Leone and Guinea have been officially declared Ebola-free by the World Health Organization. Liberia should be completely free of Ebola transmission by this month. Nina DeVries for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
The Ebola virus, which is transmitted through direct contact with bodily fluids, also ravaged Guinea and Liberia. The initial outbreak started in December of 2013. Over 11,000 people died during the crisis. Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, is dead at the age of 65. Family statement says Ms. Cole died Thursday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.